a color.
You can be like Johnny Sustainer, too. Just call or go online. Here's how.
Online at ideastations.org/membership or by phone 1-800-476-8440. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his regular Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Good luck with your pledge this week.
Thank you very much. Well, as we were saying a while ago, you know, the world just seems sort of unsettled right now. The Russia-Ukraine situation has everybody on ease. The earnings reports have been just sort of up and down and not definitive. We're awaiting the jobs report for April, which could put more light on things. What's your view?
Well, I would agree. I think it was kind of a flattish week last week on Wall Street. As you say, a lot of investors are coming to grips with what you and I talked about last week, this sell in May and go away concept, as people are trying to decide whether the summer will be a good one for stocks or not. But you're right. The Russia-Ukraine situation has got a lot of anxiety being developed. The jobs report will be coming out this Friday. And also, we're going to get a look at the first quarter GDP numbers, the first report on that, it is subject to revision. And, you know, a sense of whether the bad winter will take its toll yet again. Closer to home, Wayne, we did note last week that two of Virginia's best colleges, William & Mary, as well as UVA, announced their tuition increases for the next academic year. Not surprisingly, both of them exceed the stated rate of inflation. William & Mary up about 3%, UVA up about 4.8 for in-state and 6 for out-of-state. This is another sign that while the stated inflation rate from the government is low, around 2%, real cost of living for you and me for health care, food, and tuition are much higher, so plan accordingly.
Well, we hadn't heard about many mergers just lately, but it looks like Merger Monday may be back.
Yeah, this is big. This is creating lots of stir. We hear today Pfizer has renewed its offer to buy UK-based AstraZeneca for $99 billion. Wayne, have you got that laying around?
Sure.
That is a mega deal if it happens. Besides that offer, M&A deals have really been smoking lately across all industries, energy, technology. M&A is at its highest level since 2007, before the recession. The total level of deals has really benefited the big investment banks like Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs, which really have seen their daily transaction revenue slow down dramatically in the last few years. A closer look at some of these pharmaceutical deals reveals a surgical-like precision in some of the deals. Last week, for example, Wayne, Novartis, Eli Lilly, and GlaxoSmithKline were doing a sort of round-robin deal where each one was either selling or buying a portion of the other company to strengthen a key area of their own company. That triangle of deals totaled about $25 billion, but was kind of symptomatic of what's going on, because these three companies were not trying to gobble up an entire company just to gain market share. That's what kind of makes Pfizer's bid for AstraZeneca more curious, because Pfizer has shed some smaller underperforming units the past few years, and now they seemingly want to make a big land grab. We'll see if this big deal gets approved, but clearly, Wayne, right now mergers and acquisitions are on the rise, which is a positive thing for investors.
Apple has, sliced the apple. What's going on there?
That's a good one, Wayne. They had a pretty interesting week. I want to go over the facts. CEO Tim Cook announced earnings for Apple were better than expected last quarter on very strong sales of the iPhone. Also, sales of iPads, while not up to expectations, they still sold 16 million iPads last quarter. That's a lot. Apple also announced an 8% increase in its dividend to shareholders and added to its $30 billion stock buyback, which further buoyed spirits. Then, to top it all off, like that's not enough, Apple said it would split its common stock 7-for-1. That's right, 7-for-1, not 2-to-1. All right, now that's a lot to digest. Let's go into this further. Retail investors love to hear about splits because they feel like the stock just got cheaper. But really, there's no difference in the valuation of the company. Some analysts are wondering why Apple is splitting now when it's prided itself for so long to be a high-priced stock like Google or Berkshire Hathaway. That's Warren Buffett's company. Apple was as much as $700 plus a share. Now it's in the $500 range. Analysts have been watching Tim Cook's actions since he took over for the late Steve Jobs. Clearly, the company has a ton of cash on hand, and they can increase the dividend to shareholders. No worries. The question is, will Apple be able to innovate new product ideas and designs fast enough so they don't have to rely upon financial engineering and stock splits to keep the shareholders happy?
Well, after a period of substantial recovery in the housing market, it seems to be slowing down again. What's going on there?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting one, Wayne. So I would say this falls under the category of don't look now, but housing is slowing down in some key areas after really, I would say, roaring the past couple of years from extremely low levels of sales a few years ago after the recession. New home sales are down. In fact, loan originations for new homes, which is a key metric, is at its lowest level in nearly 15 years. In fact, the numbers are down 50%, that's 5-0, year over year from this time last year. Why? Well, just when it seemed like real estate had reasserted its strength, here are some possible reasons. Number one, mortgage rates have gone up a lot in the past year. The refi market has essentially been cut off, and loans for 30-year fixed mortgages have gone from 3.25 to 4.75 in a short time, and some investors feel that's too high. Second reason is because home prices have shot up double-digit percentages in many major cities, so the inventory is more expensive. Now, does this mean we're heading for a crash like from 2006 to 2011 housing? No. Rates are still really low historically by historical standards. Also, there's not a mania going on with people flipping houses like they once did. That would be a troubling sign. Finally, if the jobs picture gets better, that's a very good sign for home buying because consumer confidence, jobs, and housing are all directly related. Be sure, though, the Fed watches housing starts and existing home sales very closely when they announce their policies.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
Brian Ford's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice. Portions of WCVE's programming are made possible by Maggie, wishing a happy first wedding anniversary to her talented, loving, and wonderful wife, Cindy. 88.9 WCVE. Here again is Bill Miller.
Thank you, Wayne. And, I want to say thanks to a whole lot of people who called in just the last couple of minutes. Thanks to Robert from Henrico, Margie from Richmond, Mary from Gloucester, Jill from Richmond, Elaine from Henrico, Michael from Richmond, Isaac from Midlothian, Lyndon from Midlothian, Christina from Henrico, and Andrew from Midlothian. Thank you all very much for calling in your pledges. Francis from Henrico. Francis, I want to say thanks to you as well. Glad to have all of you with us this morning, and thanks for using our telephone line to make your pledge. If you'd like to go online, you may pledge support that way as well, ideastations.org/membership. And that toll-free number is 1-800-476-8440. We just heard some in-depth and detailed analysis of financial markets from Brian Ford, and he joins Wayne every Monday morning here on 88.9 WCVE. It's a unique local feature, not available anywhere else. If you depend on Brian Ford's analysis, if you appreciate that local service from 88.9 WCVE, we hope you'll support it now with a pledge at ideastations.org/membership or 1-800-476-8440. A lot of times when you're thinking about investing, we're thinking about ways to make our money go further. Here's a way to make your money go further. Pledge support today to public radio and Weinstein Properties will double your money. Weinstein Properties is helping us kick off the WCVE membership drive by matching all gifts today, dollar for dollar, up to a total of $25,000. Thanks to the Weinsteins for doing that for 88.9 WCVE. And thanks to you for helping the Weinsteins make that additional challenge grant with your pledge at ideastations.org/membership or 1-800-476-8440. Wayne, I understand we're about to be joined in a few minutes by another unique local voice for 88.9 WCVE.
Joan Tuppence, who reviews plays for us here on WCVE's Morning Edition broadcast from time to time. She is going to be telling us about the Broadway in Richmond production of Wicked. She'll be on in just a couple of minutes.
One of the big hits on Broadway and in touring companies around the country, Wicked, reviewed by Joan Tuppence in a couple of moments here on 88.9 WCVE. The way to pledge support online, ideastations.org/membership or 1-800-476-8440. And Wayne, I believe when you finished your interview with Brian this morning, we recognized a day sponsor.
That's right. A day sponsorship is available six times a day throughout the broadcast day at $300 or above as a thank you gift to those who pledge at that level. And you can recognize a person or a special event, some historical event perhaps, whatever you'd like to call attention to recognize. We are glad to do that if you become a sponsor for the day. Not only a member and a listener, but a sponsor of WCVE.
And that's a special level of recognition that we provide for folks who are able to contribute $300 or more to support WCVE. 88.9 WCVE, thank you for making your investment in this station. Thanks for listening to us over the years, and thanks for pledging this morning at ideastations.org/membership or at 1-800-476-8440.
The broadcast is made possible by Richmond Magazine. Subscriptions are available at richmondmagazine.com. May's issue includes voting information for the annual Best and Worst Survey. Richmond Magazine, your neighbor in the know. Support for WCVE comes from La Différence with modern furniture and accessories that celebrate your creative side. La Diff is at 14th and Dock in the Chaco Design District and at ladiff.com. And Dr. Alan Burke, facial plastic and reconstructive surgeon and volunteer with World Pediatric Project, providing surgical care to children in Belize, online at virginiaent.com. 88.9 WCVE. Freelance writer Joan Tuppence has a review now on the current Broadway in Richmond production at the Altria Theater. She says Wicked has a message, but it also has boatloads of humor. She says it's a must-see blockbuster.
When you think of blockbuster Broadway shows, Wicked tops the list. And why wouldn't it? It has powerhouse songs, intriguing costumes,